The St John Fire Department presented a long-term plan to reduce wildfire risk and increase the city's resiliency against wildfires at the meeting of the Public Safety Committee on Wednesday, April 29th. The Community Wildfire Resiliency Plan, CWRP, involves a multifaceted approach including furthering wildfire training for firefighters, improved interagency coordination, and developing public awareness. Extensive research was carried out to evaluate wildfire risk, and it was supported through funding from the federal and provincial governments. Deputy Chief of the St John Fire Department, Ed Moyer, presented the plan and the findings gathered through the research to the committee.
This is a presentation on the Community Wildfire Resiliency Plan. We received funding, so it was no cost to us. We recognized climate conditions were changing, and we realized the increasing wildland-urban interface development, as well as grass fires and brush fire activity, and the landscape, forest parks, and dense residential neighborhoods. So it was an evidence-based assessment approach. They recognized Fire Smart and Canadian wildfire management frameworks, and they evaluated fuel type, landscape, weather patterns, ignition history, access and egress constraints, and the presence of people, citizens, critical infrastructure, and homes. The assessment found that overall in St. John, we have a moderate wildfire risk. They looked at localized moderate high risk areas, and they looked at high exposure areas where conifer dominated fuels were, steep slopes, homes, critical infrastructure, as well as wildland urban interface areas. The plan delivers priorities on wildfire risk areas, wildfire risk classification and planning and response, Fire Smart-based mitigation focused on home ignition zones, that's your yard and area around it, vegetation, fuel management, and park residential interface, improved evacuation planning and structure protection, enhanced training for the fire department and response, and stronger governance and interagency coordination. Basically, it's not just the fire department that this affects. Different utilities, parks, and different city organizations. The plan is delivered by showing short-term immediate life safety and ignition reduction actions, medium-term, which is 2 to 5 years, and ongoing integrated into the routine of municipal operations. So that's planning of possible neighborhoods and different things like that. The benefits of adopting this will improve life safety and preparedness, better protection of homes and critical infrastructure, and increase operational readiness, and that positions the city for provincial and federal funding. So the recommendation is that the Public Safety Committee receive for information the Community Wildfire Resiliency Plan dated March 2026, and it is also recommended that city staff adopt the CWRP as a guiding document to support wildfire reduction, emergency preparedness, mitigation planning, interagency coordination, and community resilience.
Members of the committee, Mayor Donna Reardon and Councillor Greg Stewart, welcome the Wildfire Resiliency Plan.
I just want to say another excellent report from Fire, and the deputy started to talk about all of the partners that would have to work together to accomplish all of this. And so when I went through the kit, I was listing them, and as he said, the fire department, the municipality, Department of Natural Resources is a partner, parks and utilities, infrastructure owners, planning authority. So it's all of us working together. And so I love that report. I mean, it spells out everything. So like I said, another great report from Fire. Thanks so much.
I think this is one of those reports we can all appreciate the importance, given the environmental climate and how much worse things seem to be getting. This is a welcome working document, and I know that there's a huge amount of effort's been put into this, so thank you everyone. Glad to see it here.
Committee Chair Councillor Greg Norton noted the importance of the report for the city's public safety plan.
Thank you to the team for the hustle as well, for getting the funding to have this report authored. It came at no cost to City of St. John taxpayers, yet at the same time, as the recommendation says, it builds a great deal of community resilience into our public safety plan. And it's that type of consultants report that we can all appreciate regardless of where we fit in our community.
The audio was taken from the recording of the meeting on the City of St John YouTube channel. If you have a tip, an idea, or a story you think the community should hear about, you can contact Local 107.3 FM at iona@cfmh.ca. This is Iona Co for Local 107.3 FM and the Local Journalism Initiative.